Nome will get its fuel for the winter, and it will be about $2 million cheaper than it was last year after the city council last night approved a $6 million diesel purchase for the utility's generators. But this year, the city itself will be on the hook for the fuel and not the utility. That's an added layer of financial assurance to bankers at Wells Fargo and shippers with Vitus Marine.
This year, the bank was requiring the city provide its full faith and credit to the bank for the note.
Utility manager John Handelin says the money will be held in escrow, essentially held by Wells Fargo for safekeeping until the full delivery. And a final price per gallon will be locked down over the next 2 weeks for the 2.3 million gallons of diesel. But the city won't be dumping the $6 million into escrow right away. The payments will come gradually, with the utility forking over its monthly fuel payment to the city on the third of every month, in time for the city to pay the bank on the fifth of every month. In addition to the price being cheaper due to a global glut of oil that's pushed fuel prices lower, Handelin says the utility has also secured an interest rate this year that's lower than previous years. Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation has also offered to reimburse the utility for the interest for the bulk purchase once the debt is paid in full. The council unanimously agreed to the resolution putting the city's credit on the line, but Councilmember Matt Cully says he nearly didn't. He called on the utility to continue implementing a permanent rate hike after a temporary hike increase sunsetted last month, in order to keep the utility working towards a path of financial stability.
John, I want you to know I almost voted no on this because of, like I talked to you about, approving the rate structure and getting all that kind of stuff going. I figured this was going to be our one leverage point to get what we wanted, except we're kind of under a squish window here. So I wasn't going to just stand on my moral high horse for that reason. But some of those things need to come to a head here real quick.
The council went on to approve one more item, the already budgeted $140,000 purchase for furniture, fixtures, and equipment for the new museum, library, and Koharik Heritage Center, the Richard Foster Building. Outside the meeting, there was also big news from City Manager Josie Banky. After 7 years on the job, she's opting to not renew her contract. She's officially given the City Council 90 days' notice, meaning she'll be on the job through mid-October. After 7 years, she says it's time for a change.
I'm proud of all the capital projects that we've built, the public safety building, you know, port improvements, and now the Richard Foster Building. But those are things, I think most of all, it's the people that work here. It's the people that live in this town, and that's what I've been committed to. You know, I think it's those relationships that I reflect back on and the team that we've built, you know, the team that we've built here at the city. I'm most proud of that.
The council now has to decide how they'll go about hiring Banky's replacement, either through a local, statewide, or national search. But Banky says she's recommending the council look internally at what she calls the, quote, talented, dedicated public servants already in the region.